Planet Rock. The hit, I can't do it. Why I pet? I can't do accents. Why I? It's the Hairy Rock Show. That sounds like Yorkshire.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Hi, we're the Hairy Bikers, and this is the Hairy Rock Show podcast.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Peach punch, first of the month.
Oh, flipping heck, you always do that and I always forget.
I know, and it's before 12 o'clock too. Gotcha, gotcha.
Oh.
Oh, the nights are drawing in, Kingy.
On there.
Oh, do you know somebody said that once? It's a sign of being such a miserable person. The first thing goes, the nights are drawing in.
Well, you're not miserable, are you?
No, I mean, I am now. I'm getting on. Do you know what I mean? The nights are drawing in. Do you find I get older? I don't stay up as late as I used to.
Do you know?
I used to be like a nocturnal animal. You know, I'd be up all half the night.
Yeah, no, you'd
just writing and reading, go for a walk. Now, no. It's sparkle.
Yeah. Are you going for a walk at night?
I used to go for a dandy, yes.
Yeah, it's nice. I remember we used to go out in Huntley, but we only used to walk across the road to the pub.
Yeah, no,
that was late.
We came back before dawn, did we?
No.
Sometimes in France I go out and lie on, you know, because the stars there are fabulous, and sometimes I do go and lie on in the garden looking up at the sky.
Yes, just because you can.
Yeah.
It's lovely in the sky. Oh,
it is. Nice. Anyway, let's have a look at the hairy allotment. Lots of people who have allotments have chickens.
Chickens.
But I can guarantee if you haven't got chickens, you've got potatoes.
Potatoes, definitely.
But you see, if you put potatoes and chickens together...
Excellent.
...you can make a tortilla.
Hey!
And everybody's got onions in their allotments. All you need for this, and we did it on our Mediterranean adventure, the one that comes on in February. We've also made tortilla in our chicken book.
Mm.
Basically, all you need is a large Spanish onion, potatoes, and half a dozen eggs. Mm. It's like a potato-filmed omelette that's cooked into a cake. And, you know, you get it into tapas bars. You either have it hot or you have it cold. I like it with, like, a nice tomato salad. You know, you get tomato and garlic, good olive oil and some basil.
Lovely.
And a slice of the tortilla on the side. But this one, the recipe, which is free on the Planet Wok website.
That was right the first time.
And honestly, with those three simple ingredients, you cook yourself something fabulous. This is a proper traditional one and it's good.
It is good.
Have you ever kept chickens?
No, I had an occasion to keep pigs once, but then foot and mouth it and I had to kill them all.
Yeah, you weren't keeping them though, were you?
I didn't have them in my back
garden. You were the executive pig keeper. You just paid for somebody else.
Yeah.
You bought the pig.
Yeah.
And somebody else put up with the muck. Three little pigs.
Well, it was a Duke of Northumberland, to be fair, that put up with it, but he didn't know. He does now, obviously. that was a depressing day because they were nearly ready to be... But anyway, never mind.
My mother-in-law keeps chickens. When I go there, it's great.
Mm.
You know, I get the nicest. She makes me eggy bread.
Yes.
But like, the eggs are so fresh.
Yes.
And, you know, she bakes the bread and the eggy bread's great. Peps with it, lovely.
Are you going to keep chickens? Because
I'd like, if I was in one place for any time, certainly in France, I would keep chickens because I've got the space. It'd be perfect.
That'd be brilliant. It'd be brilliant. Actually, you do, because it would be brilliant.
Oh, yeah, but...
Just in the top left-hand corner of that bit.
Yeah, but
if
I could get a whole thing, they'd be free range. You could do what they wanted.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not going to happen for a while.
No.
Anyway... You can always go and buy yourself half a dozen eggs, but guarantee in your allotment you're growing taters. I've grown four varieties of potatoes this year.
And how are they coming on?
They're fantastic. I've just been out harvesting them all. Sacks of taters. I love it.
Hey, well, did you bring some over then?
Of course I did.
Good lad.
You're not going to want for spuds till next Easter, I tell you.
Excellent.
No, it's good. Grow your own, it's smashing. Unless you live in a flat on the 23rd floor.
But you still can. Boxes?
With window boxes.
Yes. Yeah, window boxes, there's no excuse.
But remember, your balcony may have a weight limit.
The Hairy Bikers.
And the Hairy Rock Show. Planet Rock.
Planet Rock.
Now it's time for an email, Si.
This is from Joanne Russell, and she's talking about the show on the 20th of August.
Good grief.
I don't even know where I was on the 20th. Never mind. Anyway, at the end of the show, you were saying how Ian Hunter hasn't changed over the years.
Yes.
And you joked he'd sold his soul to the devil.
Yes.
Yes. I have a different theory and further proof. It's the hair. Jeff Lynne has the same hair, just different colour, but he looks the same as he did back in the day. I joked he might have a stasis pod or something when I heard you mention about Ian Hunter. I thought about it, and if it's not stasis or selling their soul, it has to be the hair.
Either that or a wig.
Yeah. Or Grecian 2000.
You'll die.
You die. You see, I couldn't get away with dyeing mine, dude.
I dyed your beard once, do you remember?
Yeah.
It was. He's badly. It was funny. He was eating us. They did a close-up on the telly. And he did. When his beard started to go white, he'd a bit of vanity stepped in. So I said, hey, King, you know, I got some eyelash dye, and I dyed his beard kind of like gingery brown. And it was so funny. They did his close-up of him eating this little chipolata sausage. And in the close-up, it was just like somebody giving you a haired terrier suppository.
It was like...
It's even worse when we ran the film in reverse.
Cy and Dave's Sunday Roast Amnesty.
On Planet Rock.
It's time for the Sunday Roast Amnesty, where we will answer all your culinary problems. It doesn't have to be just culinary, but it tends to be, really. Anyway, this one is from a Rob Wakefield, and the subject is My New Job, Head Chef. Message, hi Si, hi Dave,
right.
Hi Rob.
Hello Rob.
I have just taken over at the Falcon in Painswick as the new head chef. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
As the boss of the kitchen.
Oh, no, here he goes.
I've made it a policy that Planet Rock is on the radio at all times and your show is a must for Sunday mornings. Good on, Rob.
Go on, Rob, go on.
Any chance you could come over and give me a hand?
No.
I have 80 booked in this Sunday.
No. No.
Out of interest, what would be your meal of choice if you were cooking for that many? Thanks, Rob.
Porridge. Savoury porridge.
Now, I tell you what, quite often I've been faced with a similar dilemma.
Indeed.
When I've ended up in Romania at my in-laws, and they all come round for tea. Now, it's like, Romanians have lots of cousins.
Cousins.
You know, it's me cousin, and me cousin, I've got a cousin. Anyway, the cousins all turn up. So I'm used to catering for 40 or 50. First time I got caught out, what I did next time, it was great. Chicken breast, slash it, stuff it with sausage, wrap it in bacon, pile them in a roasting tray, bake the lot, loads of roast potatoes, loads of salad, and that was it. Now, I know it's a cop-out, but that was it. That was either a bloody big hot pot.
Yes, something to do with the stew.
Stew, yes.
I tell you what,
yeah. What would you do for the policeman's ball? You cook them an IRS stew. What would you put in that? Truncheon meat.
Oh,
hello, hello, hello. What do you say to a policeman with three heads?
He's here all week.
The Hairy Rock Show. With the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Well, we've got an email. It's email time, dude. And it's by a guy called Dave Smith. And Dave, the subject is hairy gardening.
Nice.
Nice. Hi, guys. Hello, Dave. Just a big thanks because you keep me going whilst doing the gardening every Sunday morning. I do 15 minutes of gardening followed by 30 minutes rest in my bar. This is repeated until the gardening is finished or I can't be moved away from the bar.
Fair dues.
Mm-hmm. I'm on one of my breaks now at the bar and I think that's me for the day.
Good lad.
I like this geezer, he's good. Love the Scorpions and they were the first band I saw live at Birmingham Odeon in 1979.
Because there's a town track of your life.
Yeah. What were your first live gigs ever? Not that Si will remember. Lots laugh right. Out loud. Yeah, no, that is true, I'm sure. Yeah.
Do you know, my first gig, it was at Barrow Infernus Public Hall, and it was Electric Light Orchestra in the days when Roy Wood was still with them, with Jeff Lynne and Bev Bevan. It was the 0358 Overture, had just been released as a single. And it's those things, if I could replay that now.
Well, yeah.
You know... That was my first gig I'd ever heard. I was amazed how loud it was. But they had the, in Barrow at the time, for some reason, and they were selling out gigs. We had, within a month, we had Thin Lizzy that I missed.
Oh, you're joking!
The Strobes that I missed. But I did see ELO because we didn't have any money. It was either that or go to the wrestling. My dad went to the wrestling. But I managed to wheedle the money to see ELO. What was your first gig? Go on, what's the first one you remember, Kingy?
The first one I really remember where I was kind of going, flipping heck, this is epic, was Motorhead at Newcastle City Hall, and it was the Bomber Tour. It was epic.
Yeah.
I just sat there going... Well, I didn't, because everybody was jumping up and down and was sweating and had long hair and spots. It was brilliant.
Yeah,
so that was my first one that I really properly remember. I do know I went to gigs before that, but that was the one that stayed with me.
Yeah. I started going to gigs, because obviously the Barrow Lot was this craze where there was coming from the town.
Yeah.
We used to have to go through to Lancaster University, and I used to go to see Hawkwind there and John Martin.
Yeah.
Further afield, Bebop Deluxe.
Fantastic.
Bill Nelson.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, how does anybody play guitar like that?
Yeah.
But I'd say the Hawkwind days, it was a time of Stacey dancing around within the All Together and Michael Moorcock reading Twaddle. It was brilliant. Yeah.
Perfect.
The way for Silver Machine to come on and.
Fab, man. Fab.
It's great.
Just, yeah.
So once it's with you, King.
Oh, it never leaves, does it? And you know, you just. It's just there's just something so very special about your first gig, isn't there? You know, it's just it touches you in a way that just stays with you for life. It's just great.
It's like my stepchildren and your sons. They've been so lucky because we've taken them to gigs, and I don't think it's the same for them because it's happened too easy.
Yeah, because you had to plan, because you had to save.
Oh, you had to plan, you had to save, you had to beg, you had to actually go there.
Yeah.
But now, of course, what I do to mine is, do you want to come and see this with us?
Yeah.
And some of the gigs have been abroad, and it's like, seen them before.
Hold on.
Go away, child.
I tell you who I did go to see with, and I still keep in touch with him, and he's a massive, massive Motorhead fan, and he's been a Motorhead fan all his life, and it's a guy called Chris O'Leary that I went to school with, and me and Chris went to that gig together.
Uh-huh.
And there was me, Chris O'Leary, Anthony Howarth, and was Human there? I think Human might have been there. Anyway, there was a big group of us. And listen, if any of you lot are listening from Berkeley that remember who did go, that would be great. Can you write in?
You've been listening to the Hairy Rock Show podcast. For more of us, head over to the Planet Rock website at planetrock.com.
The Hairy Rock Show, Sunday from 10 a.m.
And listen again Tuesday evening from 7. Planet Rock.